Tell us how people can find you, volunteer, applicate, whatever.
Yeah.
So our website is foodscapingutah.org. We have a Facebook page, also Foodscaping Utah. We have an Instagram account that's Foodscaping Utah. We have a YouTube channel. All of that stuff you can get to from our website, though, foodscapingutah.org. There's an applicant page there. We are full for applicants for the spring, so we're not taking any more in the spring, but we might have some space in the late summer to do maybe one or two more. But then we'll start getting stuff rolling for next spring, too. And there's a place to apply for volunteer opportunities on there too. Yeah. So there's a volunteer application page that you can do, or you can email us foodscapingutah@gmail.com. And yeah. So if you see our stuff online and you want to volunteer and there's not an address posted, that's because we don't post the addresses because they're homes. So we just ask people to let us know if you want
to
come.
You have to RSVP first.
Yeah. RSVP and let us know that you want to come and we'll send you the address.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's wonderful. How you get a hold of us.
Fantastic.
So just real quick, let's just say you all of a sudden get 100 volunteers ready to go. Would you increase the amount of foodscapes that you'd be able to do this year?
It takes a little more time to answer, but we hope to start a program where master gardeners or other people who want to get into master gardening can start learning to do some of the consultation part, because I'm doing that all on my own now. Right. Yeah.
That's really the hardest part is getting everything planned and coordinated so that the volunteers can just show up. We need a couple more of those people also.
Yeah.
But yes, that would absolutely increase our number that we could do if we had
We're doing more classes too this year. Like we did a drip irrigation class, and then we'll do a couple other things too. But that would be the goal, is to grow and inspire other people to do something similar that's not necessarily Foodscaping Utah exactly, but to help in their own community, help each other start putting in foodscapes and really kind of run in with the idea. That's our hope anyway.
But cool. We could really use a lot of volunteers for this spring.
Yeah. We've got every Saturday in May and then June 8th.
And one August 10th.
Yeah.
So if you're interested and you're in Ogden, go check it out and then you can learn how to do it yourself.
That's right. Exactly.
Sweet. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Nice. Yeah, no problem. See you, Brad.
Later.